Fulcha, and welcome to Celtic Cafe Radio, bringing you the best Celtic music from around the world. This is your host for the next hour, Mark Gallagher, inviting you to add a touch of the Celt to your day. In the background, you hear the wailing cry of the banshee, announcing a death in the family. And this hour in Celtic Cafe, it's all about All Hallows' Eve, a Celtic holiday of All Saints' Night, when the physical world and the spirit world are opened up for us in the living to communicate with the dead. So let's get spooky and ghostly right here on Celtic Cafe Radio. Welcome to Celtic Cafe. This hour, it's all about Halloween. It's an old Celtic pagan holiday called All Souls Night or All Hallows Eve. Hence, Halloween. We got plenty of tracks to go over with you this hour. And we started out with Lorena McKennick there with All Souls Night, what it's really all about, going back to pagan times. Then we went to Enya with a track called Evening Falls. Now that track, based on a true story that Enya heard about, is based on a woman who keeps dreaming that she's in a haunted house in America. And then several years later, she goes to England on a trip, happens to walk into somebody's house that she was invited to, and the people are aghast because she's been haunting them while she's been dreaming in America about that house. She's been haunting them in England. So what a ghostly story that is. And that brings us to our next track, our next set of tracks, actually, all about ghosts. Here we have John Spillane with The Ghost of Billy Mobile.
As I looked out of my window in the heart of Dublin 4, ghost of Billy Mulville went walking past my door. He wore a heavy topcoat His face was pale and thin. He looked up at my window, but I would not let him in. He looked up at my window, but I would not let him in. What was he doing walking in Upper Leeson Street? A cardboard suitcase in his hand, hobnails on his feet. He flashed up at my window, his old big toothed grin. I knew he wanted comfort, but I would not let him in. I would not let him in. I knew he wanted comfort, but I would not let him in. Curtain and beat a coward's retreat. The ghost of Billy Mulvey walked up Leeson Street. He vanished in the traffic, his suitcase full of sin. I knew he wanted comfort, but I would not let him in. I would not let him in. I knew he wanted comfort, but I would not let him in. Strike four. The ghost of Billy Mulville stood on my kitchen floor. He said, the fight you're fighting, Johnny, is a fight you'll never win. Well, I locked the door inside my head and I did not let him in. I did not let him in. I did not let him in. I locked the door inside my head and I did not let him in. Took his word.
My name is Seamus Ryan, from a farm outside Loughrea, and I always intended to live there all my day. But when I was young, just 21, in a drunken barroom fight, I killed a man, and away I ran. I was hunted day and night. I sailed away to America, to the sidewalks of New York. So far away from Galway Bay, from Dublin and from Cork, and I can't go back. Bye.
Lick the Tins there with a song called Ghost Story from their album Blind Man on a Flying Horse. Before that, we had Celtic Thunder, a band out of New York in the 80s, not the Celtic Thunder that you know recently, with a tune called The Galway Ghost, all about a young Irishman who's haunted by his past, goes to America and is still haunted by it, and commits crimes. Then before that, we had Mary Coughlin with Elvis Costello and Mischievous Ghost. That's our little Ghostbuster set there. Hey, we've got more high spirits, goblins, ghosts, and fairies coming up right here on a very Halloween-like Celtic Cafe. Welcome back to Celtic Cafe, and a very Halloween Celtic Cafe this is. And this hour on Celtic Cafe, we're experiencing the ghosts, the goblins, the fairies, and the spirits. And that was Van Morrison with the Chieftains off of his Philosopher's Stone CD with a track called High Spirits. Now, there was also an Irish movie featuring Peter O'Toole about a house in Ireland that was haunted with some Americans coming there. That indeed was called High Spirits as well. And of course, if you want a little frivolity in your Halloween, there's always Darby O'Gill and the Little People, all about a farmer who captures the pot of gold from the leprechauns. Well, let's switch over now to Scotland and to a poem by Robbie Burns from 1790. And this is all about Tam O'Shanter. Now, Tam O'Shanter goes on a little spree in a little tippling way. On his way home on his horse Meg, he runs into an old haunted church. And what happens there is what you'll hear all about from Jim Malcolm and Tam O'Shanter.
As Chapman Billy's leave the street and drifting neighbors meet, as market days are wearing late and folk begin to tack the gate, as we sit boozing at the nappy and getting fool and unco happy, think na o' the long Scots miles, the mazes, water, slaps and stiles that lie atween us and our hame, where sits our sulky, sullen dame, gathering a rose like a gathering storm, nursing a wrath to keep it warm. This truth found on his Tam O'Shanter, as he free airy nicht it canter, all there but never tune surpasses, honest men and bonny lasses. A Tam has thought it been sae wise, and ten thy own wife kids advise. She told thee well, a west of Skellum, a blether and bluster and drunk and blellum, that frae November to October, a market day that was na sober, ilka mill and away the miller, thou sat as long as thou had silla. Every nag was car a shoe on, nothing be got roar and foo on, at the lad's house even on a Sunday, thou sat with Captain Jean till Monday. She prophesied that later soon thou would be found deep drowned and doon, or catched we warlocks by the mark. Oh, well, I was old haunted cock. Oh, gentle dames, it gars me great to think how money comes so sweet, how money lengthens each advices, the husband frae the wife despises.
I forbid ye maidens all that braid the gold in your hair, take home or go by Carter Hall, for Tamlin he bides there. But Janet kirtled her brogoon and pinned it high o'er her knee, and she's gay doon the briary road to Carter Hall gate she. She met him by the ferry now, she kissed him tenderly, and laid wi him amang the floors, now nae mair maid is she. Bernard Bain is born Tamlin, you'll day the richt by me. No, Janet, dear, though you've my heart, this thing still mauna be. For yince when I'd a riding gain, it's frae my horse I fell. The queen of fairies, she caught me in elfin land to dwell. And at the end of 7 years, she pies a tind to hell. And should she hear how we have loved, I'm feared it be myself. Yes, at the end of 7 years, she pies the deal his fee. And ere she kens how we have loved, I'm feared that it be me, my love. I'm feared that it be me. Janet's booed the double rose to swear the bairn must die. No, Janet, love, there's yet a way to save her bairn and I. For at the setting o' the sun, the fairy hordes will ride. And if you would your true love save, at Miles Cross ye must bide. At the mirk and midnight hour, I will pass the queen beside. Then pull me frae my horse's back, and yet you'll be my bride, my love. And yet you'll be my bride. Gloomy, gloomy was the nicht, and eerie was the wine, as Janet in her mantle green at Miles Cross she did stay. And first she heard the elfin hoofs upon the cobbles ring, then spied the gleam of cowr, the prize that did her true love bring. First she let the black pass by, and sign she let the brown. But quick she met the milk-white steed, and she put him to the ground. The fairies changed him in her arms into a bear sae grim. But Janet smirked him in her cloak, and held fast for love o' him. Changed him in her arms again into a loathsome snake, but still she held him to her breast, all for their true love's sake. A prancing roebuck he became, and then a man of flame, but still she held him to her breast to break the elfin flame. And when at last the glamour passed, he lay a naked man. 'Twas Janet smirt him wi' her cloak, and thus she won Tamlin, Tamlin, and thus she won Tamlin. And out then spake the elfin queen, wi' anger in her ee, for Janet saved the bonniest knight that Elfland e'er did see. Oh, had I kent Tamlin, she said, what I this nicht would fee, I would have left your bonny lass lying dead by yon oak tree. Had I kent Tamlin, she said, that you'd cause me to mourn, I would have changed your mortal heart for one of hardest stone, Tamlin. For one of hardest stone.
A child ballad there called Tamlin from the borders of Scotland. Oh, that takes place on Halloween as well. It's all about a young knight named Tamlin who is captured by the elfin queen and held for 7 years, only to be rescued by his true lover, Janet. Well, we're in a fairy mood now, and let's go to Jiggy with a track from their album called Jiggy, and it's called King of the Fairies.
Say you will. to the world, the legends and twilight, the world of the wee folk, the fairy, the she. If we dance to their music, we'll stay there forever, in the misty old moonlight, the dawn of the free. And we'll dance all night on the hill, and we'll dance and dance and dance and dance. We'll dance all night on the hill. We'll go away with the fairies, back the fields and we'll climb the hill. Away with the fairies. Oh, come on, please say you will. Oh, come on,
So there was a set of music that was all about the fairies. We ended there with a track by Boxity, originally penned by Turlough O'Carolan, the blind harpist and singer from the 17th and 18th century. That is supposed to be the first thing that he ever penned, and that's called She Beg She More, which is about two fairy hills in County Leitrim. Before that, we had the Saw Doctors with Away with the Fairies, something my wife has said I've been several times in my life. And we started out there with, again, with Jiggy with King of the Fairies. I'll close out the show for All Hallows Eve with the Welsh tale of Mary Lwyd, a grey or white mare that can move from the world of the living to the underworld. The tradition is in which a horse's skull is paraded through a village, dressed in ribbons and bells in a hobby horse manner, and joined by a group of merry men singing and playing fiddles. The tradition today appears around December to mid-January, but originated in pagan times at Halloween. Here is House Made of Dawn with Mary Lwyd. That's it for this hour of Celtic Cafe Radio. I hope you enjoyed the music as much as I did bringing it to you. And if you did, please tell a friend. Tell all your friends to tune in to Celtic Cafe Radio. Until we meet again, this is Mark Gallagher signing off. Slán lá. Celtic Cafe Radio is brought to you by Rockatoons Productions, home of IrishDJ.com. Don't forget to check us out on the web at CelticCafeRadio.com and like us on Facebook too.